This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, along with Bill Devin, Athletic Director at Lynn Classical High School. Bill, welcome to summer.
Summer is slowly dwindling on us. Everybody's chomping at the bit to get out there on the football field, the soccer field, the golf course, cross-country trails, volleyball. Everybody's ready. They're ready. Only a couple weeks left.
No, I know. It's going fast. And actually, football starts on Friday, right?
That's correct. They start out with a couple extra days of conditioning. That's going to start real soon, you know. So the coaching staff, we have a new coach here, Brian Vaughn. He's anxious to get out there. The kids have worked hard in the weight room in the off season with all of our other athletes. We actually have a strength coach here now that we incorporated this past year, Luke Ben from Velocity Fitness, and he's worked with a lot of our athletes on strength and conditioning. It's been great.
Gotcha. Well, we can do more on the fall in just a moment, but I'm going to back the clock up or the calendar up, if you will, and go to the spring, because we didn't really have a chance to talk about spring. But what a spring for you guys. Just off the top of my head, I'm thinking baseball and softball. For a while there, you were combined undefeated with almost, I'm thinking, almost like 30 wins, right? Something like that?
I'm heading into my, I believe this is my 11th year as athletic director here, a teacher, and I can't ever remember having a spring like we just had. In fact, everybody is it carried into the summer. Everybody's so excited. The baseball team finished out the regular season undefeated in the NEC. In fact, they were 19-1. Their only loss coming to non-league foe Reading. And, you know, that's a testament to Mike Zukowski and his staff. And the big thing is we were in consideration for a long time for the Super 8, the MIA Super 8. And that was kind of a feather in the cap for the school that we were considered for such a prestigious honor. But we did it with a team concept, just like softball. Erica Richard, her team was undefeated for a while too. And there's really no superstars on either team. You know, we get good pitching softball from Torrey Adams, and David Barnard was kind of a go-to guy, but unfortunately at the end of the season he got hurt. He rolled his ankle, and that kind of hurt us when we went into the state tournament. We lost our first game, and we were out. But so the baseball team won the NEC, the softball team won the NEC, and the boys' tennis team, led by Chris Haywood, won a Northeastern Conference championship as well. So we had three teams win an NEC banner. You know, the kids all come to me, when we getting a banner? When we getting a banner for the gym? We need the So those are on order right now. And actually, our girls' tennis team the year before graduated just about everybody, and they qualified for the MIA tournament. But one of the biggest stories in the spring was a junior we have here. His name's Eli Kalambaye. He's a triple jumper. He won the Division II state tournament, and while he was doing that, he qualified for the Nationals down in North Carolina, the New Balance Nationals. So he went down there and did very well. So we just had a lot of really, really good things happen in the spring. And we have pretty good weather, which is always an AD's dream, when you don't have to cancel things and reschedule things. Yeah. But and our teams, our spring teams, are we have a lot of those kids, you know, in softball and baseball and tennis, and Eli, they're all coming back for next year. We really didn't lose a whole lot. And we're not like one of these teams, like a private school that reloads and reloads. We're just like a Westland school that takes kids, and we get coaches that put combinations together, and you know, it works.
Yeah. Well, obviously a great spring. Now we kind of touched on the fall a minute ago, Bill, with the new football coach. I don't know if you want to say anything more about Coach Vaughn and classical football, or any other new coaches you have here at classical.
I will tell you this about Coach Vaughn. So people will have asked him about rebuilding, and he doesn't like that word. He says, I'm not rebuilding anything. He goes, I came here to coach, and we're gonna win. We're going to win games. He's very optimistic. He's got a fairly young group. He's had – our kids have actually taken their lumps the last couple of years because we had young kids out there. But these kids are all now are juniors and seniors. So I think with our schedule, I think we're going to be competitive. And we're no longer in Division I-A. We appealed that when the MIA did their four-year alignments, and we were placed in Division III, where we think that we could have a chance if we qualify for the playoffs. When we did qualify for the playoffs, it was always, okay, you're going to Lincoln-Sudbury this year. Okay, you qualified. Lincoln-Sudbury's – it seemed like we just kept playing Lincoln-Sudbury every year. And Lincoln-Sudbury is a regional school, and we didn't really match up well with them. So it was kind of disheartening to go out there, lose a game, and then have to play the next two games in a non-playoff format. I think if I was to make a prediction, I think that we're going to qualify for the playoffs, and I think that we're going to do well going forward. Brian's a very offensive-minded coach. He had a prolific career as a running back. He's a Lynn English kid. We won't hold that against him. But he went to Northeastern. He had a very good football career there. And he has taken programs, Pope John, South Boston, programs that were struggling with numbers and players and kind of turned them around and made them very successful. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the first football game against Medford.
Yeah. And I know, just to follow up on the football piece, and this could be a league scheduling question or a bigger football, MIAA football scheduling question, but it seems like a few years ago when this whole playoff system started, I do remember, I don't even think it was a playoff game. It was after maybe you guys had lost a game, then you go out to Lincoln-Sudbury for a Friday night game, and like no one shows up. I mean, and why would they show up for that game?
That's always been a bone of contention, at least with me. And like I would like to play Reese. I would like to play somebody in our league. All right, say for example Salem. Say we lost our first game to Lincoln Sudbury, and say Salem lost. Okay, let's reschedule within our league. Who lost? We're gonna play Salem, or we're gonna play Beverly. I remember going out to Waltham. There were four people at the game. I remember some very poorly attended games. I'm not a fan of the playoff system at all. But I do give the MIA credit. They've tried and tried and tried to accommodate everybody, and it's just, you know, we get this big thing that's there that's very important is called Thanksgiving. So that, you know, you see a lot of communities and their football season's over at the end of October or early November, but ours goes so long because of the rivalries on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So. And I will say this. I mean, having been at the Classical English Thanksgiving game for a number of years now, you've had some great Thanksgiving matchups. And it's almost like all the things that you and I have just talked about, and I could add on to my displeasure with the playoff system, because after you lose, you go into this loser's bracket. And they do a better job at scheduling now than they did the first couple of years or whatever. But for all of that, and with where Classical and English football have been wins and losses-wise the last several years, it has been a fantastic football game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're still shocked about last year's Thanksgiving. That was...
I think you lost, right? No, wait a minute. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out that game. That was obviously you're not going to... You know, that's why it made it on ESPN. You're not going to find an ending like that. And when you do watch that play, there were so many different moving parts that went into that happening. You know, obviously Marcus scored the touchdown, but it was, you know, Melvin Nieves was tremendous in that play with him not panicking with the ball whatsoever and backtracking and making sure that and somehow getting that ball to Marcus. And then if you watch, there was an unbelievable block by Chase Bono in that play. Chase wears number two. So I don't know. Everyone was just stunned. You know, you went home and everybody's stunned and everybody's calling you up. And I give Chris Carroll, I give him a lot of credit. He handled himself very, very well. That's a very difficult thing to have a game won, especially on Thanksgiving, then to have a turn of events like that. It's definitely, but we've had that. We've been there. I remember when, it was Lucas Harris a couple years ago threw a 50-yard bomb right down the center of the field that beat us, and then the kid kicked the extra point, beat us 21-20, the same type of ending. So we, Clasco, we've been on that. We know what it feels like to lose a game of that magnitude.
Moving forward on the calendar to the fall, this fall, not last fall. Yeah. another new coach or two hired here at Clasco?
We have a new girls soccer coach, Mark Iarati, he's no stranger to Lynn U soccer. He's actually to Lynn soccer. He's been around for a long time. He is going to do a fine job with the girls. So I'm making a prediction that the girls are going to make the tournament.
Okay.
I think boys team, soccer team is going to make the tournament. And how about this one? Our golf team is going to make the tournament this year. I'm feeling it for Coach Jack Morrison. Volleyball, Frank DeLuca has done a great job. He just kind of flies under the radar. But he takes his team to the tournament every year. Boys soccer coach I didn't mention was Dominic Stedman. And our cross country, we've got a couple – really good runners coming back, Kevin Durant and Junio Mejia. And those coaches are Kevin Fidrich and Allison Gibbs. I think I'm looking forward to the spring. I think we're going to be competitive.
Did I miss any sports in the spring?
As far as I know, I think you've covered all these the fall sports coming up here at Classical High School. Well, Bill, anything else you want to share with us? I think, any Gene Constantino updates for us here from Classical High School? Any other news from the team, from the school?
Gene, you can't ask for a better supporter as a principal. He is very involved in the athletic program here, and he just knows just about every single kid in this school by name. And you're not going to find a lot of principals that go to the amount of games and banquets and everything else that he goes to. He's kind of a rarity as a principal.
Well, I can see the banquet thing.
Do you want to talk about? You mentioned that picture behind me in my office.
That was.
Can I take a picture of that, Bill, and put it up on this post on our website?
Absolutely. I think Gene would really like that. Gene, are you listening out there?
All right, we'll see what we can do.
Tell them what we have a picture of Principal Constantino's is that from a yearbook. I don't know what year that was from. I don't know, but that was a long time ago. They had to pull that picture out of the archives. In fact, that was a student student prank that they did, and Mr. Constantino, he took it all in stride. They took about 1,000 copies of that senior class. I think it was the 2 years ago, and they pasted them all over the school for him to see when he came in, but he took it pretty good. He's a good sport.
I'm gonna we'll debate whether we post that photo up there or not.
You might have to ask him. I don't want to start off the fall on the wrong foot.
Yeah, you know, maybe we're gonna err on the side of safety. That's just a safety call. It's like putting the seatbelt on, Bill. You better put the seatbelt on. And I think in this case, this photo, which is an actual photo of Gene Constantino up in your office here, we'll just leave it. We'll leave it in your office.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Thanks. All right. There he is, Bill Devin, athletic director at Lynn Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.